You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. A recent study from the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation NZ has shown the links between vaping and an incurable lung disease. I spoke to the foundation's chief executive, Letitia Harding, about these findings and how she thinks the government should address the issue. This recent study has shown that there's a strong link between vaping and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. What is COPD?
Yeah, so COPD is a chronic long-term condition that basically means the airways and the lungs have been quite scarred. And basically what this shows in this study is that vaping has led to that scarring, which has led to this COPD.
Right, so what does this study show that past studies haven't picked up on?
Yeah, it's an interesting study. It was over 250,000 people were looked at, and it looked exclusively at e-cigarette use alone. A lot of past studies have actually looked at smokers then who have transitioned to e-cigarettes. So this was quite a unique study in that it looked at people who had just solely vaped e-cigarettes. And what that showed in this study was that vaping doubles your risk of COPD. So there's a very, very strong link to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
And who would be most affected by these risks?
Well, we're very concerned, of course, about our young adults who have basically fallen through the cracks when New Zealand had little regulations in the vaping space. When we did our 2021 survey, you were talking about your sort of year 9 and 10 students who have now gone on to, you know, your year 13 or early university students. And they're the ones who have probably been vaping for quite some time and at very high doses. And so obviously there's concern about the long-term damage, such as COPD, for those people.
And what legislation do you think should be put in place to address this issue?
Well, I think that the June 17th new regulations coming out will help, which means no advertising from the storefront windows. You won't be able to see into the vape stores and look at the myriad of colourful products. That's going to be really important. And general retailers like convenience stores won't be able to have vaping products just on their benches. They have to be actually behind in a cabinet where you can't see them. So that will certainly help visually, and I think will help with some of the access. We'd like to see less vape retailers around the country. We have over 7,000 stores who are still selling, you know, vapes. So we don't think we need that many, and it would be good to actually cut down the number of places selling vapes as well.
And do you think, with this new legislation, do you think that we'll be cracking down on vaping as, let's say, coming down as hard on vaping as we've done in the past with cigarettes?
I think that, you know, it all comes down with money behind the enforcement as well, to make sure people are abiding by the new regulations. Certainly, you know, if people are a current smoker and they've failed to quit smoking with medically proven treatments like, you know, your patches, nicotine patches, etc., then vaping may be an option. But we know that something like the prescription model probably fits better, because, you know, quitting cigarettes is extremely hard, and you really do need that wraparound support, behavioural support.
All right. And before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add about the study?
Yeah, I think it just adds to the myriad of information we've now got out there on the harms of vaping. And, you know, New Zealand needs to really seriously look at this. They need to look at, you know, was this a harm reduction strategy, or was it simply a harm transfer strategy where we were moving people from cigarettes, and, you know, people who are not at a high risk of being cigarette smokers have become dependent on these vaping nicotine products. So, you know, take a hard look. Maybe look at the prescription model would be a good step forward.
That was Letitia Harding from the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation NZ on the recent study showing the links between vaping and COPD.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.